We're up to Daf Lamed Amid Beis, the last line of the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon. The Gemara continues now in the Agadat Gemaras. La Olam Yehi Odom Anvesin Kehillel. A person should always be humble like Hillel. Va'al Yehi Kapten Keshamai. And he shouldn't be exact and stringent, so to speak, like Shamai. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Saul Salanta, we'll see soon in the Gemara's Mises, he writes in O Yisrael, that Beis Shammai was a shita like that. It was a shita that he was a captain, and his derech in Torah was also like that. In Psak, he was an amison, he was midas achesed, and Shammai was midas hadin. Zogdi Gemara, Maisa, there was the following story. Bishnei ben Yodim is two people. Daf lamed aleph omed aleph. Shehim hu zeh zeh. They were in this arev. They bet with one another. What was the bet? Omru. They didn't bet on a horse. They bet with each other on what? Kol mishielach v'yaknet is Hillel. Whoever can go and get Hillel angry, yitol dalad meir zuz, will owe the other one 400 zuz. Omar echad mehem, so one of the people said, you know what? I'll take the bet. If I get him angry, I'll get it. If not, I have to pay him. Omar echad mehem, aniyak niteno, oysa yoyim erev Shabbos, it was erev Shabbos that day, v'hillel chof v'zroishoy. And Hillel was in the midst of washing his hair. He was chof v'zroishoy, not just washing, chof means with shampoo. This is Takana Makar brought down that on Friday, Erev Shabbos, we said before, it's a mitzvah, or it's a minig to wash yourself before Shabbos. Here we see, Chafifas HaRosh is also an hoga. V'hoya Hillel Chafas Roshay. Holach v'over al Pesach Beis, he went, he passed by Hillel's home. He passed by his abode. Omar, Mikan Hillel, Mikan Hillel, in a very derogatory way. Hillel was the Nossi of Kali Yisrael. He said, is there a Hillel around here? Like some person looking for someone that's lost. Is there a Hillel over here? Hillel left the shower, left the bathhouse, covered himself, ma'atav himself, sat there, b'yiras ha'kovet, itav ha'rosh, v'yotzei likosei, and he went to greet him. Omaloi, and he told him, b'ni, my son, gave him the utmost respect. Ma'atav mevakesh, what are you searching for? What do you want? How can I help you? Omalei she'eli yeshi lish, I'll have a great important question to ask you. Omalei sha'al b'ni sha'al, ask my son. So he asked him as follows, Mipnei marashen shel bavlaim segalgalois, why are the eyes of the Babylonians segalgalois, meaning like small, I guess not circular? Rashi says, tu pshotim, either he says that she'ena ogul, it was like small eyes, not circle, not in a oval, in a circular shape. Oh, the head we're talking about. 1 second, Roshein. I'm sorry. Bipnei ma Roshein shel Bavlim segal glois. Why the heads of the Babylonians not in a round shape like most people's heads are? Lishtachina Roshein shel Bavlim segal gal ogel. Oh, forget. The other pshat is it's circular. It's not oval. The point is it's different than most other human beings. Why are their heads either circular, unlike others, or not circular, more oval? Zogdi Mara Omar Li B'ni She'ela Gedol Shalti, asked a very good question. And he answered him, now maybe the Hemshel of the Gemara is, like we said before, that Altanik Sil Bi Valtoi, that you don't have to answer a fool when it's Dvarim Shel Choyl, only Dvarim Shel Torah. Hillel went out of his way and he answered him, even things that Shel Stam Dvarim Shel Chulin, he asked him, he pestered him. So he answered him, he told him, not just he answered him, he said, She'ela Gedol Shalti. He asked a very important question. Mipnei She'en Lam Chiyos Chayos Pichos. They don't have smart chayos, midwives, that give when they give birth. So then the midwife takes them out. They use these clamps, and the heads come out in a different shape. So that's why they don't know what they're doing. So that's why they come out that way. Shelem chayos pikros holach v'himtin shoachas. This fella waited till Hillel went back into the bathhouse, went back to his chayiv roshoy. He waited an hour, and then he asked again. Chazav omar mikan hill, mikan hill. Is Hillel still around? I want to speak to him. So again, Hillel came out. This Erev Shabbos, this Atav Yotzeli Kosei, he came to greet him. Omalei Benima Atam Vakish. Well, how can I help you? What would you want? Omalei Sheli Yeshi Lishol. I have a question to ask. Omalei Shal Beni Shal. Freg, ask. Between my name Shal Talmudia and Trutois. Why the eyes of the Talmudia and Trutois? Trutois Vash says Rakois. Apparently, a different shape. Omaloi, so he told him, Benisha Elik Dol Shalti, asked a very good question. Why they're very squinty eyes? Mibnesha Dorim Ben Acholos, they live amongst the sand dunes. So there's a lot of wind over there.
and the wind, the sand goes into their eyes. So Hashem made it that the sand shouldn't go in the eyes, so the eyes are very squinty. That's the reason. Holach v'himtin sh'achas, again he left, he waited an hour, got Hillel, got back ready in his home, chaz v'om, and he said, Mikan Hillel, who is Hillel? Mikan Hillel. Nis'at v'yotzi l'kosa, the third time, Hillel came out to greet him, Omelei b'nim me'atam v'akish, how can I help you? Omelei sheli, yesh li shalav, a question to ask you. Omelei sh'al b'ni sh'al, ask. B'pni ma'rag le'en sh'al'afrikaim rechovois, why are the feet of the Africans very wide? Or why are they very flat feet? Omelei b'ni sheli g'dol sh'al, he asked a very good question. Very important question. They live amongst the Bitsyamayim. Amongst, I guess, those ponds, water all around them. So either because they walk barefoot, so their feet are that way, or because in order to be able to walk over there, Hashem made the feet that way. But the point is, that is based on the hergel that they're walking barefoot. When you have a shoe, Rashi said, Haminal doch karegel umamide al tfus shaloi. A shoe, they walk barefoot. So that's where their feet are that shape, rechovos, and very wide. Because they walk amongst the bitsi amayim. Omeloi she'elis harbe yesh lishol. He said, I have many more questions to ask you. Umisyor ani shemetichos. He stopped doing this thing, this trick of going back and forth. Because after three times, he realized he's not getting ill angry. Three times is a chazaka. So he capitulated, he gave in. He says, she'elis yesh lishol, I have many questions to ask you. But what? But Misyogani, I'm worried. Shematichos, maybe you'll get angry. Nisat of Yoshlefon of Hill sat in front of him again. Bekoyv the Rosh with the Ituf. Omalei kol she'elish yesh cholishol. Any question you have to ask, Shaul, you can ask me. Omalei, so he told him, Atu Hill shekoyin oischa nosi Yisrael. Are you Hill that's referred to as the Nosi? Omalei Hain, absolutely yes, that's me. Omalei, imatu hu. If you are the Nosi, lo yirbu k'moyischa Yisrael. There should not be many more like you in Kol Yisrael. He gave him a klola. Omle bni mipnimat mipnima. Why are you saying this? Omle, so he told him, Bibnei Shavarti al Yotcha Dalat Mezuz. I lost 400 zuz. I bet. I lost my bet because of you. So I lo yirbu k'moyischa Yisrael. Not just I didn't gain 400 zuz, which I would have won if I won the bet, but I lost 400 zuz. I have to pay him now. So it's like losing 800. 400 I could have gained and 400 I have to pay out. Omle. He said it's kedai that you should lose 400 plus 400 based on this cheshbon, because be'etzim he could have gained 400, not just he didn't gain, he lost it. It's kedai that Hill shouldn't get angry. All the money in the world is kedai to lose in order not that I should not get angry. There was a story with a Gentile. Shebolifnei Shammai, he came in front of Shammai in order to be and he asked him the following question. Omaloi kama teres yesh lachem. It was a guy. He asked him, how many Torahs do you have? Omaloi shtayim, we have two Torahs. Meaning, Torah shebiksav and Torah shebalpeh. The written and the oral law. Torah shebiksav and Torah shebalpeh. Omaloi shebiksav ani mamincho. I believe, I trust and believe in the Torah shebiksav. Veshebalpeh ani mamincho. But I do not believe in Torah shebalpeh. Gai Reini, convert me. Amanash Talmudeni Torah Shebiksav. Only teach me Torah Shebiksav. Goa boy, Shammai scram at him. He screamed at him. Voitzioi ben Nezifa, and he threw him out in a Nezifa, and he gave him a handful, and he told him, and he chased him away. So what is this, a joke? You want to only be Megari Amanash to Mekabel Torah Shebiksav? So here we see again that Shammai was Bemidas Adin. Not chesed. Bolifnei Hillel, Gairei. Hillel was Megairim. He was Megairim because he understood that even there wasn't that Kabbalah's Geiris with only part of the mitzvahs, especially if you're leaving out the Gantz Torah Shabbapeh, is not a good Geiris. But the Pshat is he understood that eventually he will convince him and he'll also accept Torah Shabbapeh. First it was Megairim, but he figured that during the process he will teach him. Oh, that's what Rashi says. Because Rashi says, after all, that was Beshamai, Shammai held, Habolis Gai, Vikibel, Olav Divetel, Chutzmi Dovagechot, Eme Kablin Oisei. You don't accept Geiris for someone that doesn't want to accept part of the mitzvahs. And Hill was Megayim, Zak Rashi, Somach al Chochmosoi. He relied on the Chochma, Shesefeshi Agilen, Le Kabel Olav, that I'll convince him eventually that there's a Torah Shabbat Fair, Balpeh. It's not compared to chutz davar echad. Shloya koifer b'tayish shabal peh, ela shloya maimin. He wasn't a koifer. A koifer, you can't accept him to become a ger. He just didn't believe. He was lacking in amuna. Shumei piyakvura. He didn't believe that this is from Hashem. Tayish b'ksav, I understand. I know what took place in Har Sinai. Tayish shabal peh, I don't understand. So Hill was huftach she'achas she'almedena yismecholov. He knew that eventually he'll get it, and that's where he was megayim. So zok the gemara b'alifnei Hillu gayre. The first day, what did he do? How did he convince him to tell Shabbat Peh as follows? The first day he came to him after his geiris, Omalei, Aleph Beis, Gimel Dalet. He told him, let me teach you Aleph Beis. This is the first letter is Aleph, then Beis, then Gimel Dalet. Lemocha, the next day, or maybe this was in the process of the geiris, even before the geiris, he said, okay, I'll be Megayu, come, let me teach you. So he taught him Aleph Beis, Gimel Dalet. The next day he told him, Apich. He switched around the order. He said, let me tell you the order. Dalet Gimel Beis Aleph. Or Rashi says, Tov Shin Reish Kuf. He started that from the back of the Aleph Beis. So he told him, one second. Yesterday he told me the opposite. What's going on? So you're relying on me. You're relying on me explaining to you the Torah. So da pen, ami samach alai. So rely on me about the Torah Shabbat Petu. Just like you realize you have to rely on me when it comes to Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. That it's Aleph Beis Gimel and not Dalet Gimel or not Tov Shin Reish. So to rely on Torah Shabbat Peh, it works hand in hand. And that's how he convinced him to rely on Torah Shabbat Peh, and he was Megayir him. Zog du mara shuv maisa benochi echad. Again, it was another story with a guy. Shabbalef nei shamei kenef ham shamei omalei, gayreini, convert me, amenashel tamedeni kolateri kula, on condition that you teach me kolateri kula, kshani oimed al regal achas. While I'm standing over here, on one foot, which you can't do too long, teach me the whole Torah on one foot. Right now. Instant Torah. Teach me everything. Doch foy ba amas habinyan. Shama came and he pushed him away with the amas habinyan. It's a measuring stick, an amma that builders use. He pushed him off. Ba amas habinyan shebiyodoy. Some explain, I think the Maral, that the amas habinyan shebiyodoy, what is the reference to that over here? Just like when you build a building, there's an amas habinyan, there's this ruling stick. That you measure amma by amma. When you build a building, it doesn't go instantly. You build a skyscraper, you build any building, it goes amma by amma by amma. And that's why it's called an amma sabinyan. So too, when it comes to learning Torah, it doesn't go instant in one shot. It's one halacha after another. It's not the regular achas. But again, we see over here the Yisoy, the Ribsol Salanta. He understood that Torah is b'midas hadin. You can't teach kol Torah kula b'regel achas. He pushed him off. This person came in front of Hillel. Gaire, he was Megayrim. Oh my lay. How did he, after all, you have to teach him Torah. How do you teach him only one thing? So he told him, Da'aloch soni lechavrech leisavit. What you hate and despise, do not do to your friend. Zui kolateri kula. That is kolateri kula. V'idach and anything else, pirushuhu zil gemar. Is the pirush of that. And now you have to finish this on your own to learn the rest of the Torah. Now it seems like he basically told him, "V'ahavta l'rech kamoicha," mean love your fellow yid like you love yourself. And that's what he said. "Madalecha sani," what you hate and despise, "lechavach leisave," don't do to your friends. The Malbim says that no, that this is specifically the din of madalecha sani lechavach leitavit. He says, "V'ahavta l'rech kamoicha." Be'etzem is going back on the pasuk of "Loisikam v'loisitar." Do not take revenge. That means "V'ahavta l'rech kamoicha" as a positive act is kemat impossible. He says, "How could you love someone else like you love yourself?" The Torah can't say to do something which is impossible, but it means do not do something to your friend which you yourself would hate to be done to you. And that's where "Loisikam v'loisitar." You don't want someone to take revenge to you. "V'ahavta l'rech kamoicha." That is what "V'ahavta" is going on. Zok the Malbim. That is something that is attainable. Do not do something that you don't want done to yourself. Others learn differently, but this is what the Malbim says. Now Rashi Bavorans, how is this kolateri kula? Very nice, beautiful statement. Vaftarech kamoicha, Rebbe Kiva, zeh kolateri. We know that. Zog Rashi. Da aloch sani lechavach lo yisavit. What you despise, don't do to your friend. Reyacha v'reya avicha al tazoiv zeh kodesh boruchu. That means it's referring to the whole Torah. Al tavar al dvorav, do not go against the word of the Eibishter. V'ahavta l'rech kamoicha. Sharei olecha sonui, shi'avechavecha advrecha. You don't like if someone doesn't heed what you're saying, so don't ignore and not follow the commandments of the Eibishter. That's why it's called a Torah Kula. In there, it's included the whole Torah, because just like you want people not to ignore what you're saying to them, don't ignore what Hashem is saying to you. It's referring to the Eibishter. Don't be oivah al dvarav. So that's why it's called a Torah Kula. Don't be oivah on the words of the Eibishter. Lishtachin chavecha mamish. It's going on ben om lechaveroi. Most mitzvahs of after lechemoichel. So most mitzvahs ben on lechaveroi are very clearly wise of after lechemoichel. You steal, you old averes gzeila gneiv and niuv. Most mitzvahs of after lechemoichel. So that's why it's taka kolatari kula. And Rashi Bavarans, even the ben on lamokoim, which is not after lechemoichel, it's also after lechemoichel. If you look at the Eibush as reyacha, so don't go and ignore his words. So we told him, Kolatari Kulas Vahafta Larech Kamoicha. Shuv Maisa Benochi Echod. Again, there was a story with a guy. Shoya Oivar Achura Beis HaMedrash. He was walking behind the Beis HaMedrash. Vishama called Sefer Shoya Oimer. And he heard a Sefer writing the Sefer Torah, and while he's writing it, he was saying what he's writing. Then he said as follows, these are the clothing that you make for the Kohen, Godel. Choshen the Eifoid. Omer halolu lami. Who are these beautiful clothing for? Wow. Who are you making this for? Omer lo lekohen Godel. So the Sefer told him, this is for the Kohen Godel. Sefer Rashi says, I'm sorry, it's Melamed Tinoikas. Not a regular Sefer. He was teaching. He was teaching the children. These are the begonim that you make for the Kohen Gadol, the Choshen, the Eifrit. So this person walked by the Beis Medrash and he said, who is this for? So Omar Oysa Nochi, Ba'atzmoy. So the Nochi thought to himself, Eilich Vez Gai, let me go and be Magayer, and let me convert, Bishvil Sheyesimenu, Kohen Gadol, Shash, become the Kohen Gadol. If I become a Kohen Gadol, I get these fancy clothing. So let me convert and be Magayer for this. He came in front of Shammai, Omar Le Gai Reini, Amnash, it's many Kohen Gadol. Be Magayer me on condition that I should become a Kohen Gadol. Dochvay b'amas abinyan again. He pushed him over the amas abinyan, the measuring stick. Shabi yodoi. Bolifnei Hillel. He came in front of Hillel. Gai rei. He converted him again with the assumption that he's going to teach him what the Torah is really about. Omalek klum amidin melech. So he told him as follows. Klum amidin melech ale mishiyadei tachsisim malchus. Hillel told him, you don't become a king until you know all the ins and outs of warfare and whatever the kingdom has to entails, what it entails to become a king. So likewise over here, you want to be a Kohen Gadol? Let me teach you all the ins and outs of what it means to be a Kohen Gadol. So, first you got to learn it. So he started reading with him the Torah. Came in Shigia, he came to the Pasuk of Azorah Korev Yumos, a Zor, a non-Kohen. A non-Kohen that enters the Beis HaMikdash to the Kodesh is Yumos. He's Chayv Misa. So this guy asked Hillel, who's this pasuk referring to? Omalei, so he told him, Afil al David Melech Yisrael. Even David Melech Yisrael, the halach is Yumos, he's not a Kohen. So it applies to him too. Nosa Oisegea Kavachoyim, he made a Kavachoyim, and he said as follows. Ba'atzman, and he made a Kavachoyim on himself. Uma Yisrael, Shiniku Barim Lamokim, Klai Yisrael is considered Barim Lamokim. Umitech Avash Avom, because of the love David has for Klai Yisrael. Koram Lam B'ni B'nachari Yisrael. Ksiv, it says about them, even though they called B'ni B'chari Yisrael. Ksiv Aleim Vazorah Kav Yumos. So Ger, even if I convert, or even now that I converted, or I will convert, Gerakal Shabov and Maklu Vitamiloi, I'm not coming with any background. I'm not coming as a yid. Alach kam v'kama. How much more so the din of Hazara Korv Yumis applies to me? So he realized I can't become a Kohen Gadol. Even David Melech Yisrael can't enter Hazara Korv Yumos. So what am I? How do I want to become a Kohen Gadol? That's how Hillel convinced him that he can't become a Kohen Gadol, even though he converts. Zogdi Morabolif Neshami. He came back to Sham and he told him, Omalei, klum roi ani liyot Kohen Gadol? How do you want me to become a Kohen Gadol? I asked you, I want to be Megayah and become a Kohen Gadol. Why don't you answer me that I can't? You should have told me a posuk. Bolifne Hillel, he came in front of Hillel. Omalei, anvison Hillel, you are very humble. You went out of your way and you accepted me and you taught me. So yonuch alecha brachos al reshecha, you should be zeichet to all the brachos. Because of you, I became a ger. I became tachs kampi hashchino. Zogt die Gemara liyomim nizdavgu shloshton lemokim echod. A different time, all three of these gerim from the three different stories the ger that wanted to learn kol haTorah kula al regel achas, the ger that wanted to learn only Torah shebiksavi, believed in another Torah shebal peh, and the ger that wanted to be kohen gadol. All three gerim came together in one in a gerim inn, and they came together in one place. Omru, they said to one another, Captain Nuso shel Shammai biksha l'tordeinu min ha'olam. The kapdonus of Shammai almost was tired us from this world. We wouldn't have been zeicha to become Gerit Tzedek because of his kapdonus. Mashenken aves nusay shel Hillel, the patience, the anova, the humbleness of Hillel, kervanu tachs kamfi hashchina, was mekarev us to the Eibishter. So this humbleness aves nusay is really savla nusay. It's really patience too. If you look in Rashi on the pasuk, vayish Moshe onov mioid mikol adam. So over there, Rashi teaches onov shofel v'savlon. Savlon meaning savlanusoi, meaning the patience, so to speak. Zok the Gemara Vayta, the Gemara Dash is now the Pasuk in Yeshaya. It says in the Pasuk, V'hoya emunas yitecha choysen yeshuois chochmas v'das yiras Hashem hi oit tzoroi. The end of the Pasuk is yiras Hashem hi oit tzoroi. Now the Pashas of this Pasuk is referring to that emunas yitecha, emuna meaning a lashon of kiyum, if you wanted to remain, emunas itecha, if you want to be mekayim your zman properly, so then emunas itecha choysen yeshuas chachmas vedas, then you have to be mechazik yourself through Yeshua, through chachma and through das yiras Hashem. That's the oitz of the adam. You want to be mekayim your zman. You want to make the best out of the time that you have, so you should excel in chokhmah and das, and the main thing is Yir Shemayim. That's the pasuk of the pasuk. Comes on the Gemara, and the Gemara dashes as follows: Omer Shlokish Ma'idich Siv, steht in pasuk, v'hoyeh munas yitecha chois nishuas chokhmas v'das, and the end of the pasuk is Yir Hashem hiyot tzoroi. So the Gemara says as follows: it's referring to Shisha Sidra Mishnah, emunas zeseid esroyim. Seder Zroyim is because, after all, Seder Zroyim talks about the different maisres that you have to be ma'asek roi. So that's all referring to the emunah of the person, that he does it properly. Toysa brings in Yushalmi that a person has to have emunah in the Eibishter, that he's the Reya, that it will the plants will grow properly. It's the Zriya is all totally in the rainfall that the Eibishter gives. The Zroyim is emunah. Emunah is a Seder Zroyim. You're relying on the Eibishter. That's Seder Zroyim. Itecho, the next part of Shishis to the Mishnah, is Itecho Zesei the Moyet. After all, the Moyadim are totally in the Itim, the different Zmanim, the Kiddush HaChodesh, the different Yom Tovim. Itecho Zesei the Moyet. The Yom Tovim come from Zman to Zman, so that's Itecho. Choysen Zesei the Noshim. Choysen is the Loshon of Yerusha, Yorshim. How do you have Yorshim? Yorshim you have through your wife. Your offspring come about through your wife. That's Zesei the Noshim. Itecho Zesei the Noshim. That your offspring, Yerusha, comes about through Noshim. So that's why Choysen is Seyden Noshim. Yeshua is Seyden Nezikin. After all, Nezikin is Moshiach you. It protects you. It prevents you. It distances you from hezek that you can cause to someone else, from being chayv moment to someone else. So that's, so to speak, the Yeshua being protected from owing someone money, from paying money to someone because you're a mazikim, that's Seyden Nezikin, Yeshuais. Chochmas, zeh Seyden Kochim. Kochim is Chochmah. And Vadas, Das is even more than Chochmah, zeh Seyden Tyrus. So even if you have Shish Siddur Mishnah, and you learned all Sdorim and Shas, Vafilo Hochi says at the end of the Pasuk, Yiras Hashem Yoit Tzorai. Even if you learned all Shishas Dorim, the end of the Pasuk reveals what the Ikr is. The Ikr is that you want to have a Kiyam in your Shishas Dorim, in your learning. So it's Yiras Hashem Yoit Tzorai, the Yir Shemayim of the person, that's what safeguards it. Now the Gemara says another drosha from this Pasuk, of Ohayam Munas Yitecha Chos Nishuas, Chochmas Vadas. Omar Ove, Beshosh Shemachnis Adam Ledin. When they bring a person Ledin, Losid Lovoi, when he's going to be, come to Ledin Lifnei De Eibishter. The first question they ask him in Bezen Shalmalo, Nosato v'nosato be'emuno. Meaning, were you honest? Be'emuno, that's emuna sitecho. Emuno, were you honest in your business dealings? The second question is, emunas itecho. Itecho means, kovati itim l'teira. Were you kovei zmanim l'teira? Itim meaning zmanim, b'yoyim and b'laylo. Person has to be gis b'yoyim b'laylo. We are kaveh b'kviyas, itim l'teira. The third question is, v'yeh munas itecha choysein. The next one is, osakta b'pir v'givya. Were you oisik in pir v'givya? Choysein, we said, is loshen Yerusha. Were you oisik in pir v'givya, which brings about offspring? Or not just having offspring, but were you oisik in pir v'givya? Did you bring about shiduchim for other people? Did you take care of your soimim and your soimis to be mesharach them? Tzipisal Yeshua. The next one is Yeshua's. V'hoya emunas itecha chos in Yeshua's. Yeshua's means they ask you, Tzipisal Yeshua. Did you await the divrei of the Nevi'im? Did you await Mashiach? Were you mitzapel Yeshua? The next one is chochmas. Pilpalta b'chochma. They were mefalful in chochma. Hevanta dover mitech dover. That's das. Hevanta dover mitech dover. That's das. So they ask you, were you oisikin in all these things? Lasatav nesatav emuna kavati itim l'teira. Now Tosin Kedushin Daf Mem says that even though tchilas dina shel adam is al divrei Torah, over here it seems to imply that the first thing they ask you is nesatav nesatav emuna. Were you honest in your business dealings? So it seems to imply that the first thing is nesatav nesatav emuna, not a sakta b'teira. So Tosin says no. Tchilas dina shel adam means the oinish, the punishment that's meted out is first going to be on bittul Torah. That's tchilas dinah shel adam al divrei Torah. But the questions that are posed, la'olam, it could be nosata v'nosata be'emuna, could be the first question. So the Gemara says, even after all these questions of kavati itim, asakta pir v'rivya, tzipis le'yeshua, etc., pipalta b'chokma, v'afilo hachi, even if you're mekayim all these questions that are posed to you, yiras Hashem yoytzoroi, if you have yir shemayim, then in, then there's a kiyum for all these things that you did. Then the Torah has a kiyum. Then all these things that you were mefalful chokma, you were mitzapel Yeshua with Yir Shemayim as a kiyum. Eloi, loy. But if you did not have this Yir Shemayim, then there is no kiyum. Moshe la'odem shomel shluchai. This is comparable to a person that tells a messenger, Halali kur chitin l'aliyah. Do me a favor. Bring me, take up a kur, a measurement of chitim in this barrel, and bring it up l'aliyah to the attic. So it should remain over there for safekeeping. Holach v'heloloi, he brought him up a kur chitin. Omaloi, so the Balabais asked him, Erafta liben kaf choymton? Did you put in the preservative? It's a type of earth that is a preservative for the chitin, that it shouldn't spoil, it shouldn't rot, it shouldn't be matlia. Omaloi, so the sheikh said, Lav, no, you told me a kur chitin, I filled up a kur chitin. I didn't put in a preservative. Omaloi, so the Balabais told him, Mutuvim loya leiso. You shouldn't have put it up in the attic in the first place. It would have been better if you want to put it up. What do I need to have something stored without a preservative? So the same thing over here. If you learn Torah and you're Mekayim Mitzvahs, but you don't have Yir Shemayim, so it's not going to be preserved. It's not Nishmar. It's not going to be remain with you. So that's why Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzogoi. The Yir Shemayim is the Oitz of the person. Im Lav, if you don't have that, then you don't have anything. And that's what the Gemara says. Both Pshatim. Sign the Pshat of, that's referring to Shishi Sidre Mishnah. Emunis itecha chos and shua is das v'chochmos. That's chochmos v'das is shishas v'dorim. You need the Yiras Hashem. And Saiv is referring to lasid lovoi b'shosha machnisim adam ledin. They ask him nasatim nasatim b'emuno asak kavata itim l'teiro asak t'pir v'givyo tzipis l'yishua, etc. It's dependent on Yiras Hashemayim oitzoroi. With that yavikiyim, without that not. Then the Gemara fears ois. We'll stop over here. The Gemara says that this preservative, this, what's it called, choymton, that you put in, Tonet Rebbe Shmuel, Ma'arev Odom Kav Choymton B'Kor Shal Tvua Ve'en HaChoshesh. When someone sells something in a marketplace, and he sells a Kura of Tvua, so when you're selling a Kura of Tvua, you don't have to be worried about, oh no, I didn't give you a full Kura. I gave you a Kura minus 0.000 measurement. Why? 0.01. Why? Because that 0.01 measurement, I put in that earth, that preservative. And that's not considered oino, because that is how it's preserved. So the buyer expects when he buys a kur of tvua that it should be in there, a kav of chomton. A certain measurement of deducted from the kur of tvua should be chomton. Because without that, it's not preserved. So it's not called oino. Just like we say that you need the preservative, you need the Yerushalayim to mekayim the Torah, you need the chomton to mekayim the kur of tvua. So too, when it comes to Hilchas Mekchom Emkar, I know there is no problem because you expect that to be there, even though you ask for a full kur, it's going to be missing that small part. We'll stop over here, the bottom of Daf Lamed Aleph Omed Aleph.